from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. Frosty and Frank Show, broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Studios. Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it. But also appreciate you showing up on Friday, December 16th, which is next Friday, at the Slide Bar in Fullerton starting at 6 a.m. We're doing a live show down there. It's going to be huge. It's our first annual Rain Beer Games, and it's going to be a huge event. Bring an unwrapped toy to donate to Toys for Tots, and you get in free. And we'll be trying to fill up the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Mike Thompson RV, and then take those to all the needy children. Don't wrap it. An unopened toy. And the Marines are going to be down there with us. Also, we're doing the candy cane suck-off.
No!
As tradition, Sammy's going to gargle the Christmas classics. And what else is there?
Oh,
Missile Total Stranger. It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm. It's our Christmas party with all of you a week from today.
And did I hear Billy Idol's going to be there? It's a
nice day. No big deal. Start
again. How cool is that?
White Christmas.
Yes. Is Billy Idol going to be there?
I don't think he's going to be physically there, but we are going to have tickets to Vegas to see Billy Idol.
Oh, yeah.
He's there in spirit. Then you could be there with him later.
Oh, Rebel Yule.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
It's going to be a good time.
Slide Bar Bulletin week from today. We'll be there this very time.
Be there, kids.
You know, it is the holiday season, and we'll also be doing extra good, nice things. I've got a few suggestions if you want to pay it forward this holiday season.
Okay.
But I did something last night that was, I don't know if it's good or bad. I got a guy arrested. But it was,
well,
but
it was for holiday.
I know, and I almost didn't make the call to 911 as I was driving north on Coldwater Canyon, crossing Victory. But there was this car in front of me that I could see that there was a, he had a ball cap on, and I could see every time we come to a stoplight, he's right in front of me. His head would nod forward. He was falling asleep at the wheel.
Oh.
And when the light would change, he would take off in the wrong lane. I witnessed three near head-on collisions in two blocks. And I grabbed, and clearly he was weaving everywhere. He was drunk as a skunk. So I grabbed my phone. I called 911. And I told him where I am. I said, okay, I'm following this car. Now we're Coldwater Canyon, crossing Oxnard. She goes, sir, you don't want to be liable. She says, you need to back up and stop following him or you'll be liable. This is a 911 lady telling me that.
But you need to tell her where he is.
I said, well, I'm not following. I'm going home. Right? We're going the same direction, and I have to go this way. And there's 40 other cars behind me, and we're all waiting on this guy to run into something. But I said, he's almost had three collisions in the last minute.
Yeah.
And so she made me feel like a bad guy for, you know, well, don't you follow him now. You pull over and let him go. Well, I have to go home.
You did the right thing.
So she asked, you know, where is he? And so I said, where? And I went ahead and followed him a little bit longer than I had to because I wanted to see maybe. We came to a stoplight, and he's right in front of me now, and I could see his head going forward, hit the steering wheel, he's sleeping, and he would like, draw himself back awake, and then he'd fall back over to sleep. I knew as soon as the light changed, once again, he'd take off, and God knows in what direction, into what car, and I had my hand on the handle of my car, ready to open my door and step out and go confront the guy.
Frosty.
And all these thoughts are going through my head. What am I going to say? I should have walked up there and said, dude, you got to leave your car here. Let me walk you to the sidewalk. I'll call you Uber. We'll get your car home. I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. You can't continue. All these thoughts are in my head. By the time I was thinking the bad side, yeah, but he's going to pull his gun out and shoot me. He's going to pull a knife out and stab me. He's going to pull out a hypodermic needle and stick me in the arm. He's going to yell at me. He's going to scream at me. He's going to spin. By that time, the light changed and he'd taken off. And I almost had another. Anyway, so I followed him about a mile or two, and finally the cops pulled him over. They were there in a minute or two, and they got him, and they pulled him over, and I'm sure it didn't make his day. But I probably saved lives last night.
Yeah,
you missed an opportunity.
What?
For a Christmas bonus. I'd have walked up to his window and said, sir, you need to close your bar tab. It's $150.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I should have done that.
I'm taking that.
Should have.
Oh, you know.
Brilliant. I'll do it
hindsight.
Was I right in doing that, by the way?
Yeah.
I hate to
yeah,
run
yeah.
His, because he was ready to kill himself and others. So that was my good deed.
That may be the night he turned his life around.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Or maybe someone showing up this Christmas because that guy didn't kill him. So that's right. In a weird way, you did pay it forward for that person that we'll never know.
Yeah. Yes. And he wasn't just weaving, folks. He was sleeping and driving. And it just wasn't going to end well.
Well, let's not drink and drive this holidays. Let's all use Uber or some Lyft service or designated driver. Don't drink and drive.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would you have gone up there and see?
No, I would have just called 911 and given license plate.
It did.
And description.
It was a long stoplight, and if I were a braver man, I only had to take 10 steps and I'd be in his face, but I just couldn't get myself out of my car to do it. I'm thinking, what's going to happen to me if I do? I'm a big chicken.
Yeah, Heidi saw an accident once and didn't call 911 because she was too drunk.
That is not true.
That's the story. I just gave the clip notes.
You.
She saw a horrible accident in the middle of the night, people like lying in the streets, and she could have called 911, but she's like, oh no, if they show up, I'm drunk.
I was not drunk.
And then what happened?
I was coming home very late at night, like 2 a.m. I had already slept.
Yeah,
like,
no one's out.
We had dinner at like 6:37. Yes, I had had drinks, but then we had fallen asleep, and I woke up, and I'm like, oh, it's like 1:30. I got to go home. I got to get home.
Yeah.
I got to go to work the next day. So on my way home, being sleepy and not drunk, but I had had alcohol.
Why would you call 911?
But way earlier in the night, like I'd already slept. I was fine.
Five or 6 hours, there's still some going through your veins.
But why not call emergency for these people who are lying in the road?
I don't know.
Heidi!
Did I not? I don't remember.
You didn't. You're like, you thought, you know, the right thing to do would be, I need to help these people, but I'm drunk.
So their deaths should be on your conscience today.
No, they're not dead. They're fine.
So somebody didn't show up last Christmas because Heidi's too drunk to call an ambulance.
No, that's not true. I was not drunk.
Yes.
Oh.
Did you check the obituary the next day and see if you were...
Everything was taken away the next day and there was no reports in my little...
Well, yeah, they take dead bodies away. They don't leave them there.
Well, there would be a report if
something
happened.
This is in Afghanistan.
There was no, two people died last night in Encino.
Oh, there's so many deaths, they don't report them all. There's just too many of them.
It was L.A. You can't possibly report them all.
It was fine. They were fine. They were just banged up.
Whatever you want to believe.
The shame, Heidi. The shame.
Different.
I'm sure you'll hear about it when Jesus is reading what you did list. And oh, looky here.
And I've made up for it since.
You want to meet those people? They're inside. You can tell them you're sorry for not calling the ambulance because you're too wasted, little Miss Drinky Drinks.
Oh my God.
5 hours of a nap doesn't get rid of a night full of wine.
Jesus knows the truth.
Yeah, he does, unfortunately.
Well, I will make it up from here on out. And I think I have from there on here. What? I don't know.
She's drunk now. Yeah, that's why she doesn't drink with us, because she's already wasted.
I have a buddy in Ireland who got arrested for a drunk drive. And I'm not making fun of drunk driving. Please don't do it. That's the whole point of this story. But he got arrested on Sunday morning. And he said, I was drinking Friday night.
Jesus!
But he slept all day Saturday because it was a massive party. And he finally woke up like a day later Sunday driving home. And they pulled him over and he had enough blood in his alcohol. A day later.
He had enough blood in his alcohol.
He had enough blood in his alcohol.
That's probably more accurate than the other way around. He had more blood in his alcohol.
Which is the normal Irish state of being. But
That's great.
Anyway, ways to pay it forward this holiday season. Don't do what Heidi did and leave dead bodies there to be eaten by the vultures.
Oh, my God.
You could do these little small things which will make people's day. In the spirit of the holidays, make sure you tip a little extra for your wait staff. It won't hurt to go for 20 or 25%. Do that. Make sure you smile at 10 people throughout the day, every day, between now and New Year's Eve. Here, let me get three out of the way. There.
Okay.
Do you make eye contact with people?
Not really.
Eye contact with 10 strangers a day?
Smiling
and
eye contact?
You try not to look at people. Are you one of those?
I don't really like to look at strangers. I don't know. I'm not going to like lock eyes with a stranger and smile at them. That makes me look like a freak. Look at me. I've got that look.
Yeah.
You could get away with it. Oh, there's some guy just wishing me happy. It's like, oh, get away from me, you freak. I'll call 911. I'm like, Heidi.
You're like, happy holidays. Oh, my God. Somebody call somebody. This guy's stalking me.
Try that, all of you. Smile at 10 people between now and tomorrow. Just random strangers, give them a big old huge heartwarming smile and lock eyes and see how you get looked back at. Anyway, do that and wish them happy holidays. Take coffee to the local fire department or police, which is nice, and make their day. Bring them a cup of coffee. Pay for the drive-through people behind you.
Nothing more refreshing for a firefighter than hot coffee.
And if you see a fireman has just gotten out of the Shivering Creek rescuing a dog, take him some iced tea. Pay for the food in the drive-thru behind you. That would be nice, but also kind of creepy.
But what if you're behind me? That'll be $375. Wait, what'd he get? Everything.
He supersized everything.
Wouldn't that be weird, though? Let's say you're the car that pulls up there the window. oh no, the car in front of you paid for it, someone you don't even know, wouldn't you go, oh my God, are they waiting around the corner to murder me?
Yeah. I'm always thinking the drive-through worker is not going to tell that person. They're just pocketing all the cash. Because who's going to know that? I mean, it's already been paid for, so I'm just pocketing the cash. That guy goes home with a Christmas bonus.
Look, you always making money in devious ways. I like that one, too. if you have service workers that do work around the house, such as a gardener or a pool guy or whatever does work.
Wait, stop. Here's a way to actually do that. Pay it forward.
Okay.
Since it is paying it forward, you should buy the dinner for the person in front of you at the drive-thru. And you tell the person at the, you know, when you're ordering, going, I'm buying the car in front of me. So you can see if there's any money transactions, and if there's not, they'll wave out the window at you, and you know they didn't pay, and that you paid for them, as opposed to the guy behind you, and you're long gone.
Right.
Well, true.
Right, yes.
But yeah, I see. But then you're forcing.
That way you get the courtesy wave of a thank you.
But you're forcing an uncomfortable moment if they're uncomfortable with it. See, I think it's better to pay and be gone.
You think I can't afford my own Frosty?
Well, yeah. It's like
You might be. Well,
I was just trying to be nice.
If I'm the car at the drive-thru and they go, the freak behind you has paid for me, I'm like, oh, God help me, what's going to happen now?
They think you're going to follow them home.
Yeah, they're going to expect something of me.
They're looking in the rearview mirror. They can't even enjoy their French fries. They're just looking in the rearview
mirror. I
bought
you a number three. Now it's time to put out.
You owe me.
I would open my door and say, look, no autographs after five. If you have service workers, plumbers, lawn care personnel, handyman, gardeners, invite them in the spirit of the holidays so they can use your bathroom.
Ooh, just tip them.
Do you tip a little extra, or do you give them their full fare as a bonus?
I don't know what the rule is on that. I usually give half a month. Like if you pay them $100 a month, give them 50, whatever.
50 extra.
Does that seem right? Because you can't pay them a whole extra month. That's too much.
Yeah. It's too much.
Well, yeah.
No, I mean.
It is. It's like
it
a whole month
free. It depends on if they do a really good job for you. You're like, all right, he's good.
Whatever feels
good. Well, if they don't do a good job, why are they working for you?
Well.
But if you don't tip them something, they'll do an even worse job.
Like my gardener, he comes.
Why do you even have a gardener? You have fake grass and concrete.
Gordon
does a bad job. He doesn't have anything to do.
What I want him to do, but there are dead leaves on plants. There are like dead leaves from the neighbors because we have, you know, tropical plants, but the neighbors have all the leaves that shed and get all over the yard. So he comes and just blows all the
leaves
out.
That's all he can do.
But no, he can water the plants that are on the patio. He can trim dead leaves so I don't go out and go, oh, wow, that banana plant's got a dead leaf. You were just here. Like, cut that off.
Did you tell him to
do
that?
Yes, I go, feel free if you see dead leaves and stuff.
Does he understand English?
Yes, he said, okay.
Know?
He said, no problem.
They all know no problem. They know no problem.
No problem is the first thing they learn.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem. And I said, great,
they
great,
know,
great.
They all
great,
know great. No problem. You want a hot sauce?
Yeah, every time you point at something, all I hear, no problem.
No problem.
Just point and they say, no problem.
Yeah, and so I'm like, cool, cool. And then the next week, I'm like, what in the hell?
What I've done for my yard staff, I had a yard.
Hey, Feliz Navidad, all right? Relax, it's holidays. Relax.
Go online, do an English to Spanish translator, and print out the page, and then put circles and arrows. Por favor, and then cut this dead leaf here, and then they'll get to do it. Otherwise, they don't know until you tell them.
That's a good
tip.
Let's
go to Jason real quick. Hello, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. I was just calling to let you know the Frosty story about the blood and his alcohol. I believe that's booze news, guys.
That was booze news.
We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot.
Well, okay, if we must.
Oh, it's not a corky
one. The cork's
one.
Gone. It's a different tune on the screw off.
If we must. That was an accent. I didn't expect to have another shot.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, Jason, I'm going to give you a prize for pointing out the booze news. I'm going to give you a $50 Smart and Final gift card.
Hey, right on, brother. Thank you.
Thanks,
there
Jason.
You go.
And right at this
spread the word about the show.
Absolutely.
Any of your buddies not listening, I want you to slap them in the face. And call him a pussy. All right?
In the spirit of the holidays, Frank.
Yeah, the spirit of the holidays.
Right,
set him straight for the holidays.
I'll see you at the reindeer game.
Thank
cool.
you, man.
Oh, see you there.
Stay on hold, Jason. That's paying it forward to say, listen to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. If you listen to anything else in this town, you're...
Yeah. You really are doing them a favor. A big favor. And
you know, I used
grateful.
To listen to that other show until I learned I was a pussy. So now I listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
I mean, it's really awful. Everything else is awful.
It's pretty bad.
I've heard a little bit of stuff, and it's awful.
Oh, well, here's to us. Cheers to us.
It's horrible.
To us and the people
now
made
let's
us
take
us.
A shot.
Mm. Ah!
Oh, my God.
Thank you, everyone, for making us us.
Hey, Lisa, you want to shop before you do traffic?
No, I'm all good. Right.
You do, too. Come on.
That'll slow the show down.
Come on, Lisa. No problem.
No problem, Lisa.
No problem. All right. How's traffic, Lisa?
The update is brought to you by...